sometimes.
Hello and welcome to Nintendo Pals Podcast, your weekly dive into all things Nintendo with a couple of friends. Tonight, what are we talking about, Micah? We're talking about Nintendo. That's what we're talking about. So let's just jump on into the episode. Cue the music.
Oh, no.
We don't have music?
I forgot to bring up that window.
Oh, shoot. Wow, this is... Oh.
We're definitely not restarting, though.
Greetings, fellow Nintendo pals. It is I, Andros, one of the hosts of the Nintendo Pals Podcast, the show all about Nintendo and friendship. And I am joined by my fellow Nintendo pal, Micah.
Yep.
And Micah, I gotta ask, how the heck are you?
Doing pretty good.
You're doing... Yeah, you turned down the volume. Well, you're doing pretty good? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. That's great to hear. Micah, I got to say that I am absolutely pumped. Oh. So pumped that the theme was... This show...
I don't know why he doesn't remember that I don't want it looped.
This show is so professionally run. We definitely know what we're doing after... Nearly 4 years. We're coming up on our 4-year anniversary, and we are planning something pretty exciting, I think, for that 4-year anniversary special. So be sure to tune in towards the end of the month. The date of that is a mystery to me, but not to, oh, a mystery to me that I will remember. How do I not remember our podcast anniversary? I want to say it's the 29th.
That sounds about right. Maybe.
But I can never remember. I have too many dates to remember. Like May 24th is when Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door comes out.
Nice.
Right? Oh my goodness. 23rd. I was close. I'm getting pumped for it. Getting pumped for it, Micah. I'm so pumped. So pumped to join and finally play this game that you've been berating me to play for years. What a way to celebrate our 4-year anniversary as Nintendo pals.
You're going to love it.
I am going to love it.
Or else.
I think we should just jump on into the episode. Let's start with our first segment. Let's talk some whatcha playing. I swear you choose. At this point, it's a bit. You're choosing to not do the music.
That one was a little quiet.
Oh, yeah. That's the wrong...
Things to say, whatcha.
There you go. What's your plan? Micah, you were talking to me before we started recording about Balatro. Is that how you say that?
Balatro or something?
Balatro, yeah. Tell me about Balatro, because I've seen streamers playing this game, and it looks pretty dang awesome.
Well, it's a deck builder poker kind of game. So it's you try and make the best deck for all these sweet poker hands. And that's pretty much it.
It's a roguelike too, right?
Yeah.
So kind of like Slay the Spire.
Yeah, it's Slay the Spire, but poker instead of slaying things.
Yeah, it was just such a cool idea. I wouldn't have thought to make, and someone thought to make it. You know, that's just how it goes here. That's that. Wow, I have a way with words, I think. I wouldn't have thought to make it, so I think someone else thought to make it.
Appeared into being.
Yeah, I guess so.
The two options.
So have you beat it yet?
Kind of. I knew try and make it through 8 aunties. And then after you make that, you like win.
Then you make it through 8 uncles.
But then you can continue going on endless until you lose, and it starts getting like wildly difficult. But beating it with like one deck unlocks a new deck. So I unlocked most of the decks, but then you also have to start adding these difficulty modifiers. I got to beat like the green stake difficulty to unlock a new deck. Plus you can like unlock all these cards and things. They got jokers that have effects, vouchers, which also have effects.
Vouchers?
Yeah. Huh. I don't know why they call them vouchers. They just sometimes
I guess it was like poker. What
random effects?
Yeah, it was like poker. What other cards? You're like, oh yeah, we added a fifth suit.
That's like, when you open a planet card packs. And it's planets that upgrade the different types of hands. Like you can, I think it's Jupiter upgrades a flush. I don't know why they chose planets.
That's cool. It kind of feels like something that would be like an actual thing in poker. Like, yeah, get the planet pack.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's got a little more going on than just being poker, but it's pretty good.
That's cool. Well, I have been playing a game, a Switch game, every single day this week. Can you guess what it is? Let me give you a hint. Let me flex for you a little bit here.
When are you going to start flexing? You're not supposed to just say I'm going to flex. You have to actually flex.
Say that. I have been playing Ring Fit Adventure. Daily Ring Fit Adventure.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
Like, it looked like you're holding a baseball bat.
I've been playing baseball.
The exercises or something?
Yeah, so I've been trying to do daily exercise. And it's been... Yeah, but it's good. My body is finally like, I'm still feeling a little sore, but less sore than after day one and after day two. And I was doing just as much, if not more, in those days. So I feel like rapid improvements are being seen with just a week. Nice. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, I am very far in that game.
Real sore the day after. I feel like my body has like a delayed reaction to exercise.
Right. Most of the time I feel the soreness 2 days after.
Yeah, it's like 2 days, and then the third day it seems like it's the worst.
Yeah. Yeah. Better. Yep. That's kind of how it was. So I started on either Sunday or Monday, can't remember. And I felt incredibly sore on Wednesday, but Thursday felt a little better, and today feel good. Like, nothing crazy noticeable soreness-wise. And that's with an unholy amount of squats. Like, so here's what I did. I went on to ChatGPT. You know I love to integrate ChatGPT into my content and stuff. So I was like, ChatGPT, I want to get into better shape. I would like to lose my gut. I'd like to lose my neck, my double chin. You can't.
The beard. All of them.
Yeah, I want the whole neck gone. No, I'll lose the extra double chin. So I said, I hate working out. I hate it. I don't like doing it. But I do like playing video games. And I have some fitness games like Ring Fit Adventure and Wii Fit. And I'm open to other fitness type games. So what do you suggest I do with that specific goal and these specific tools? And it spat out a workout plan for me. So doing daily Ring Fit Adventure, and in Ring Fit, it recommended doing certain exercises. And some of those were overhead arm presses. I believe that's for working the upper chest and hopefully will help slim up the neck. A lot of squats. It's like, make sure you're doing lots of squats. You're doing some yoga, warm up. I hate squats. Yeah. So like Wednesday, stairs. I was like, oh, like walking up stairs, you know, like broken. I've been doing like, I'm really feeling it like on the inner thighs. And that's from like doing scissor kicks. But scissor kicks is like one of my best attacks in the game. One of the things I'm a little frustrated with Ring Fit is that at this late stage of the game, I kind of need my best attacks for
just doing the same exercises.
Yeah. And I can't like cycle in other exercises because their attack power is too weak. The skill tree that you have lets you unlock like higher levels of old exercises, but those are like the ends of the tree. And it takes a lot of money and level up points to be able to do that. And I have like no money all the time in the game now. I am now pretty under leveled for where I'm at in the game, because if you recall previously from me playing, I was like, I'm very close to the end. So I just kind of want to finish. So I skipped any extra stuff. I just was kind of doing like the main levels, and there's usually like
a mistake in an RPG.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then it kept going for two more worlds. And so now I'm about 10 levels behind where the recommended level is. I can still do the levels, but I'm under the recommended level essentially. So I'm going back, or I'm trying to do the extra stuff in this final world, and I'll probably go back a world and do the extra stuff in that one as well before finishing up the game, so I can be at the recommended level. And yeah, I'm in it. I'm back in it. I'm gonna try and do this every day up until we have a family trip coming up in middle month, end of month. So I'm gonna do an everyday workout. I got a bunch of the guys in the office are also doing Ring Fit, so we're kind of all trying to motivate each other. And hey, if you're out there and you want to join in on like holding each other accountable and being healthy, join up our Discord. We have a Healthy Pals channel where people post their achievements, mostly Spider-Shan. Mostly we all cheer for Spider-Shan and his amazing talents as a runner. He does cool stuff. So, yeah. Maybe that's something we should do in the future. And we do a Nintendo Pals run, like an organized run event.
That doesn't seem like a good idea at all.
That seems like a fantastic idea. Well, we've been talking about for a long time doing the Nintendo Pals meetup when when Nintendo World opens up in Florida. So maybe that's something to add to my idea list. We do like a run. It's a huge event, a week-long PAL retreat. We have a day where we're doing a 5K. We go to Nintendo World for 4 days.
It's a full marathon, I think, if we can get together for a run.
Yeah, let's do it. The Palathon.
Tag team the marathon. Hopefully lots of people show us so we don't have to run far.
Well, because it's Nintendo Palace themed, we have to do it like those like three-legged races. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody has to have a pal, and you have to run in tandem with them.
You just choose some random person that's already running.
But yes, that's what I've been playing the most. is Ring Fit Adventure. Also, fired back up after a couple weeks of hiatus, fired back up Pokemon Go. Back in on Pokemon Go, trying to do that. Yeah, well, I told you I found the Pokeball Plus, right? I think I talked about that last
week. Yeah.
So
in your car in the trash compartment.
Yeah. Yep. That's me. So with Pokemon Go, I'm doing daily walks. At least every workday, we'll take a break and do a walk, get the blood pumping. I work a desk job. I'm trying to use my standing desk more, so I'm just trying to get into a more healthy mind, a healthy body, and healthy habits. No sweets. I've been off sweets for weeks, and I'm very.
Sounds horrible.
I'm excited for our trip because that's when I was like, then the gloves are coming off, back to treat town for me, but just for our trip. And then I'll probably go back to.
You'll be like, wow, these are the delicious things I've been giving up. I'm never going to stop again.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, Andross is in his healthy pals phase. No longer in the non-tendo phase. I'm in my healthy tendo phase.
You're just in your healthy non-tendo phase.
You know what I want? I was just thinking about this. I want to be able to play Mario Mix DDR.
That would be awesome.
That's a good workout, right?
It's a good workout. Heck yeah. Especially Bowser's Castle. That one, the hardest difficulty is, as per my memory at least, crazy difficult.
Yeah, I would love to hook that up to an actual DDR machine too, instead of using like the mat.
That's part of the fun when you're like slowly rotating, and by the end of the song, you're like looking over 90 degrees.
Yeah.
See the TV.
Yeah. Yes, this is. That would be cool to have. I don't have that. I wonder how much a DDR machine runs.
I'm going to guess a lot.
$454 Dance Mat L-Tech X Pro.
Like the actual machine or just a pad?
It's just the pad.
It's a lot for a pad.
New prices are $15,000 to $18,000 plus shipping.
One of those like hard pads. We're not talking about.
Yeah, that's for the whole machine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I guess this is. I'm seeing all these like forums where people are talking about buying them. And like, oh yeah, I guess this is like a hobby people have. They're like, yeah, I want a full on DDR machine.
Your health.
Yeah, I mean, people spend crazy amounts of money on home exercise equipment. This is just like, okay, $400 easily. You could spend. Let's see. Treadmill, walking pad for $100, but most treadmills are running like $600. when I go to this here, I see a Catwalk C2 Core VR treadmill. For $1,000.
Sounds like a steal. I heard cat and VR in there.
Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
It's K-A-T VR.
Intriguing.
If I could, I would probably invest in like a full VR setup so I could do like Beat Saber. Beat Saber is also a good workout. There's a lot you can do. That would make exercising fun. I don't like exercising. I don't have fun going to the gym. I really don't. It's
must face it. Only weirdos have fun going to the gym.
That's not true. I know a lot of people that really enjoy going to the gym, and I'm like, I envy it. I envy the desire to do those things. But I don't have that, and I have never had that. The only time I have gone to the gym regularly was when I took the class in high school. for sports conditioning. Why did I take a sports conditioning class when I was not in any sports? I think, if I'm recalling correctly, I think at the time I was like, oh, I want to look better so that I am more attractive to girls. That was my thought process. And it ended up being like one of the greatest classes ever because that was the best shape I've ever been in. And because I was such a small dude, they paired me and the other small dude in the class. And by small, I mean skinny. I was a tall, lanky, skinny guy. They paired me and another guy who's a long distance runner. We shared equipment with the girls' volleyball team. I'm just saying, absolute win on our part. The gym bros that were there, the football players that were there, they were all like, you know, lifting like crazy heavy weights. But there on the other side of the room, all the ladies were over by us.
Hmm. You told the Muggaboo about this?
That was in high school, class? Man.
Why was your favorite class?
It wasn't my favorite class. It was a horrible class.
That's not what you said. Just 2 minutes.
I said it was a great. It was a great class for my health. It was the best shape I've ever been in. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when I had an 8-pack, Micah? You try and block it out because you're just so jealous.
I'm trying to remember.
Do you remember?
Garden, like, hey, why do you have these like 8 pinto beans?
Sunday? Yeah, I remember our buddy Jacob called me Skinny Hulk. We went to like a pool or something, and he's like, "You're like a really, really skinny Hulk." Because I had zero body fat. I was scrawny. I was a stick, and I still am in most ways, but you know, put on a little bit of the dad bod, so I'm ready to kick that. Let's get back to Skinny Hulk.
Your dad bods are in.
Dad bods are in, but feeling like I have a dad bod, not in. I don't like that. I like feeling healthy. I don't want to be like, I've never wanted to be like one of these big bulked up crazy dudes. Oh, why are we talking about this? This is not Nintendo related at all anymore. We are on a tangent. Yeah,
some might say it's non-Nintendo.
Oh no, it's more into the non-Nintendo phase. But Ring Fit Adventure has been a great way to just do a normal amount of like activity in a day. It does a good job of regulating on time as well. I'm spending 30 to 45 minutes a day on it. And it's I'm working up a sweat. I'm feeling better. So I'm liking that. We got Roger here in the chat, our good pal, a talking fish. Shout out to him and to the theme intro music that he created for us here. But he has also inspired me because he has gone on like a crazy fitness journey. Just like really, 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 yeah, really great weight loss and regular exercise. And he's been utilizing a lot of tech into that as well. So I've been kind of watching from the sidelines on the group Discord. I lurk, but I'm like, yeah, that's a win. That's a win when somebody else meets a fitness goal, meets a health goal. Anyways, that's what I've been playing. But playing Ring Fit, that's what I've been playing. And some, of course, Tears of the Kingdom. The straight line challenge is kicking my butt, Micah. I can't do it.
I thought you succeeded in that already.
No, I haven't. And I am mucho sad about it, but I'll get there. I'll get there for sure.
You're trying your best. That's all that really matters.
Yeah. So, Micah, what do you say we jump into the next segment of our show? Let's talk some Nintendo news. All right. So, Nintendo World had a had a trailer drop for Universal Orlando, Super Nintendo World, which will be opening next year. It still just says 2025. It doesn't give really specific dates. I'm going to assume they're going to try and get it out before the summer. And I guess on paper, I realized this, but like you didn't see it until I watched the trailer, but we're getting like a whole Donkey Kong land. It's not part of the Mario world. It's like its own separate section. And it looks really cool. Did you get a chance to look at the trailer for that?
Nope.
Well, they do basically a digital fly through. And yeah, it's looking really good. I'm pumped for that. There will also be amiibo wristbands for Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong. If you recall correctly, Micah, you use these wristbands to interact with things in the park. So yeah, Monkey Thunder recently went to Nintendo World and he did the whole smorgasbord of things there, and it looked pretty dang awesome. Oh, Monkey Thunder popped out of chat to say, yes, I did. It was incredible. Monkey Thunder, I'm a little jealous of Nintendo World. I am excited for it to open here on the East Coast. Because that will be closer to me. But anywho, that's that for news item. What's next on the news, Micah?
Well, we now know what the theme for the next Splatfest will be.
Oh, heck yeah.
What would you do at the world's end? Same old bucket list or save the day?
Where are you landing on this one? This is a weird trio to be voting on.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of want to say save the day. I'm pretty sure I'd just be more of same old. It's chill.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'd be same old for World's End. I want to say save the day, but I think bucket list, if not that. Yeah. I think I probably, if you know, I was playing these, which I am not. You are. Are you going to go with same old?
It depends on what Roger chooses. We always have to come to a consensus so we're on the same team.
Yeah. Don't vote based off of what you'd pick. Vote based off of what your friends would do. That's the best way to do it.
Like, it's reasonable for friends to influence what you would do in your life. I mean, if all my homies showed up and like, hey, we're doing bucket list things, I'm like, you know what? Sure, yeah, that sounds pretty cool, I guess.
Let's go skydiving. Would you go skydiving?
Probably not.
Have you ever done the indoor skydiving? I did that with my wife and I had an absolute blast. I'm terrified of heights. Or I thought I was. And I did this and you're up pretty dang high, free falling inside the like tube that they have there. And I was having the time of my life. I kid you not. I was flying. It was so cool. So I am much less opposed to the idea of skydiving than I was before doing that. So you should try it out. Try out an indoor skydiving place. Maybe convince.
That'd be on my bucket list instead.
Yeah. Well, you do it and then you go, oh, this is way easier than I thought. And then you can do the real thing. I did it because I really did not want to. And my wife really wants to go real skydiving. And so now I'm like, let's do it. Let's go real skydiving. I am in my midlife crisis mode right now. as you can see, I shaved my head a couple weeks ago. I grew out a beard.
You've been exercising.
I'm exercising. I should buy a car. I should go do that, like a convertible. So yeah, I'll go skydiving. Yeah, sure. Haven't done that before. Haven't tried that before. Try it. Well, speaking of having
the cool part, if like even if it's at the world's end, then you don't even have to rent a parachute.
Speaking of saving some money. I'm trying really hard to segue here, and there's no segue. In March, Princess Peach Showtime was the number one selling game in the United States. Princess Peach Showtime, number one. That's pretty exciting.
I do wonder what other games came out during that time, well, though.
Unicorn Overlord ended up being, I think, second. Mario Kart 8, third. Mario Bros. Wonder, fourth.
Yeah, everything else are old games or not new games that just came out.
Yeah.
Haven't been too many new releases, feels like.
Yeah. It's wild that Mario Kart continues to sell. It just continues to keep on selling. Like, what's happening? Why is this still selling? How does everyone not have a copy of this game now? It's like it has like the highest attach rate of any game like ever.
50% almost or something.
Yeah. So I think this is good news for future Princess Peach spinoff type games. It sold really well, and I think it reviewed okay. I still have not played it, but my kids really enjoyed it. So there's that. And that's all I got to say about that. Next news item.
There's another Tetris 99 Maximus Cup or a Endless Ocean crossover stuff.
Yeah. Which, when does Endless Ocean come out? That's soon.
That's a good question.
Endless Ocean, Luminous.
I believe it's today.
Oh no, Micah. Oh no. This game is not scoring fantastically.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
At least according to Monkey Thunder, it comes out today or came out today. It's kind of a bummer. I know a lot of people are looking forward to that.
60s across the board. User score is high, but yeah, it's
that's all on matters then.
Medic. Well, I mean, it just came out, so there's not very many user scores. It still says TBD on Metacritic, but Metacritic gives it a 63. IGN gave it a 4 out of 10. GameSpot a 3 out of 10.
I haven't played it or really seen much of it. I find it hard to believe it's a 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
Like 3 out of 10 is reserved for things like Plock and Ocarina of Time.
And the character Waluigi, right?
Yeah, exactly. The only character rated.
It's just the character. I love Waluigi, first off, for those new here. Those are just the things Micah likes to slam on, just to slander me, mostly. I was wearing my Plock hat today at work. That's a cool hat. Gosh dang it. We have cool Plock merch. Yeah, it seems like the review is... It just says IGN 4, bad. Boring in multiplayer and frustrating alone. Endless Ocean. Oh, wow. It's pretty harsh. But hey, I got to look at the review some more. Maybe this will be one we have to pick up and review. When a game this big, I guess we're this anticipated, comes out and it's this bad, I'm like always a little tempted to pick it. If it's bad, because we'll see more reviews come out and I think things will balance out a little bit, right? We'll see what the user score is. So I'm a little baffled though.
I think it might just be more of a niche kind of game.
Yeah. So I'm a little baffled though.
Reviewing it that fall out of that aren't going to review it well.
Yeah. Yeah. Next news item. We have Paladin Studios. This one comes from Monkey Thunder over on our Discord. It says Paladin Studios, who developed Good Job and did quite a few notable published eShop titles, is closing down. It says after nearly 19 years, they are closing down. That's a bit of a bummer. Never fun to see a good developer go.
Yep.
But at least they weren't bought up by Embracer Group and then shut down forcefully, right? Like it's happened for so many. Yeah. Next news item, Micah.
Yeah, next we got a release window for the Legend of Zelda movie. It will be coming out sometime within the next 10 years.
Oh, don't you worry. It's coming in the next decade or so.
But probably not within the next 5 years. It's probably 5 to 10.
Dang. That's crazy. Do movies really take that long to make?
Well, they can't take a while. I'm pretty sure they don't actually have a time frame. They're just like, well, at the latest, 10 years. So I don't think that really narrows down anything.
Yeah. A lot of interviews with Wes Ball, and, you know, everybody's like, Zelda, Zelda, Zelda! And he's like, whoa, I'm just here to promote Planet of the Apes. I'm not talking Zelda.
Kingdom of the Apes?
Yeah, well, it's in the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, but does it even have
Planet franchise
of the Apes in the title? I feel like it'd be weird to be Planet of the Apes, Kingdom of the Apes.
Yeah. They're working their way down. Next, we'll have Village of the Apes.
They're working their way the opposite direction.
Family of the Apes. Ape.
Just apes. And just say it would be a capital A.
Yeah. And then last bit of news here, Micah, is that Nintendo Switch Online members can now download and try Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic game, the full game, at no additional cost until the 9th. And I'm going to do that. I've never played this game.
Might as well just beat it in the next week.
Can I beat the game trial before the game trial ends?
So I get did for Captain Toad.
What an interesting... I mean, this is like a full RPG, so it'll take a long time. Yeah. There was like an MMO. Is that still going? Is the Star Wars MMO still going?
I do not know. Or did that get canceled? I remember I thought that maybe it was an open world Star Wars game that was supposedly going to be coming out, got canceled or something.
Okay, so is Star Wars MMO still active? Rather than sending the Old Republic into maintenance mode or shutting down its server, Star Wars has been transferred to Broadsword Online Games, a developer that specializes in MMOs that can nurture the future of the game. Huh. So I guess they... I guess it did end, but like kind of. This random Reddit post says, yes, the game is still active.
Wait, always trust Reddit.
Yep. They've never led me astray. How long to beat? It says that you can beat Knights of the Old Republic in like 30 to 35 hours. So you could reasonably do it in a week. Thank you, Monkey Thunder. Completionist is like 50 hours. Like
5 hours a day.
Perfect. Perfect. Man, if only I had this kind of, like, if I was a youth in my youth, you know, like 10 years old, this would be perfect. Like, you get game trials every once in a while, and you just have all this time to beat the game trial. Yeah. Yeah. Like, this would have been great back in the day. I mean, we kind of had similar things where you could rent games back in my day. You could rent a game. That's not really a thing anymore. You still can.
Yeah, like Gamefly.
Yeah.
You don't drive to locations to rent anymore.
It's not the same, man. Not the same. Now you just buy services and you have those games. You essentially can rent games anytime, like Game Pass and Nintendo Switch Online. Anywho, that's the news. So what do you say we jump out of the realm of news and into the realm of rumor? That's right. It's the rumor mill. Dropping a beat. Man, what are the Pikmin doing in here this week? They're like, they be Pikmin it.
Into space.
Into space. We got anything to talk about in the room? Like,
rumors.
Hit us with the latest in the rumors. Show us what the Pikmin have brought us this week.
Brought us all these rumors about new games, supposedly leaked by Miyamoto himself.
Yeah. Is this like an actually real thing? I looked at it and I couldn't.
It's like real sketchy looking.
I could not tell.
Because they mentioned that like unknown Donkey Kong remake from Nintendo Switch is in post production, but also they like don't even know which Donkey Kong game is going to be or something. Yeah, part of the rumor says seems like they are deciding between Jungle Beat or Barrel Blast. Well, how are they deciding if it's post production?
Who knows? Well, that one we're
titled open world 3D Mario game pre-production. What do you mean? They just haven't been working on a Mario game? Like a 3D Mario game in the last like 7 years? Seems questionable to me.
Yeah. I'm trying to find more sources on it. Here's Hard Drive. Nintendo leaks worsen as hackers reveal Shigeru Miyamoto's entire DNA sequence. They got him. They got Miyamoto.
That's really funny.
Hard drive can hit us with some good article titles. Well, let's jump in and talk about some more Switch 2 rumors. All right, we talked about magnetic controllers last week, and we're seeing even more stuff coming all the time. So we've got that Nintendo will not be showing a new console at Gamescom. They are not attending Gamescom for this year. And with that, a lot of people are speculating a target for March for the release. And with that is Pokemon. Here's another one here. Pokemon Legends Z-A. Is that coming to the next system? Is Metroid Prime 4 coming to the next system?
Is Metroid Prime 4 coming at all?
It's coming. Don't give up hope. And I'm looking for any other new... There have been a lot, there's been a lot of chatter around the screen not being an OLED screen and for them to return to the LCD screen. How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't even have an OLED, so I haven't really experienced.
I will be upset if that is truly the case, because the OLED screen is so nice. It's so good. Ever since buying the OLED, you remember when we started this podcast, I was like an 80-20 split. 80% playing docked, 20% handheld. I am now like a 90% handheld since getting the OLED. For one, I need a new TV. My TV is giving up the ghost. The backlight on it is not working nearly as good as it used to, so we can't turn up the brightness. And it decides to not work on a lot of the apps on the smart TV portion. But also, the Nintendo Switch OLED screen is just so good looking. It looks fantastic.
Floating hand.
Yeah, the floating hand. Is your hand came on screen. There's guest appearance from the floating hand. Rumors are that other rumors for Switch 2, Nintendo will be sending out the original with a bang. And I've been predicting this for a while, but there's been a lot of speculation that we will see a huge sale towards end of the year and push for just selling all existing titles. Maybe we'll see a return of Nintendo Selects. You remember Nintendo Selects? It was like a game that had been out for a while and you could get it at a pretty discounted price. And I think that's it. I think we're caught up on rumors in that regard. What else we got? There's a lot in the rumor mill this week, so let's chat it up.
It's some MOBA pad rumors about Switch 2. That the Joy-Cons will be bigger and things.
Yes.
Screen will be 8 inches, 1080p resolution.
Right, because the current screen is 720, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Supposedly the cartridge slot of the Switch 2 will support backwards compatibility.
Yep.
But not forward compatibility from the Switch to Switch 2.
Makes sense.
Oh, wait. Did I say that backwards?
I don't think you did. I think you said it right.
Who knows? It won't. I don't even know what I was trying to say.
It won't. Except forwards compatibility. Like you won't be able to play Switch 2 games on Switch.
Switch. Okay, yeah. I was like, is that forwards? It sounds...
I don't know. I think everybody picked up what you put down.
I kept thinking about it, and I was like, wait a second, does that make sense? I guess it does, right? What was the other big deal? Oh, yeah, and the Joy-Cons will supposedly have an extra button behind the triggers.
Yep.
And then there'll be
third. The bumpers are also metal. This was in that same report that I saw. From their black box testing, where they could just feel it.
Yeah. Like, this is 1080. Absolutely.
They're like rubbing the screen. They're like, yeah, that's an LCD screen for sure. Sure. How much can you that how wild would that be? It's like Our manufacturer has been invited to the black box reveal of the Nintendo Switch 2. We need to send our best toucher feeler. someone comes in and they're like, yes.
Inside the box as well.
They're like completely blind and deaf. They're like, all I know is enhanced senses. They're like Daredevil.
Well, they need, I think, someone as well that couldn't feel anything but could just hear, so they could knock on it and they could hear the reverberation that Noah was inside and things.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Pretty good. Well, and moving on here to next rumor here. Hi-Fi Rush has received a PEGI rating. And I think, like, this is a game that I thought at one point was coming to Switch, and then it just sort of disappeared. This is a game that should be on Switch. It just looks like that kind of game. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, that's a Switch game if I ever saw one. Anyway, so that's could be good news that we're going to see Hi-Fi Rush coming to other consoles. Do you want to take the next news item? I don't have anything else to say about that. Yeah, I'm just letting you take it, man. Go for it.
Did you want to talk about more news?
There's the Pyoro tweet, which just is the Nintendo World Championship cart.
Yeah, but then it looks like maybe that's not as much a rumor, because the NES edition for Switch of the Nintendo World Championships has been rated, and it appears to be a re-release of a 1990 NES cartridge.
Oh, so we're going to see them re-release the cartridge? Or is it coming to NSO?
That's a good question, actually. It has been, all it says it's been rated for Switch. Huh. SRB. So, I mean, it could be just a NSO.
That would be cool. That would actually be a really sweet little
thing. I read this backwards. It appears to be an entirely new game and not a re-release of the 1990 NES cartridge.
Oh. Wow. Still cool. What would that be? What would that be? World Championships NES Edition for Switch. Does that look, is that an entirely new game? What? Is it like Nintendo NES Rewind? Well, we'll keep our eyes on the news to see when that drops. Pretty pumped for that, whatever it is. My new hype game to get hyped about. Nintendo World Championships. And with that,
you back into a Nintendo phase.
Yeah, that's going to bring me back for sure. With that, I think that's everything for rumors. Yeah.
Probably.
Well, with that, let's jump on over to the community corner ? I don't know why I'm questioning which segment comes next.
Yeah, surely remember the order.
Yeah, surely. Surely we know what we're doing here. And we don't have any questions this week in the community corner. So here's where I'm going to plug the community corner. If you out there want, no, if you out there are listening, send us
your, it's back.
Yeah. Send us your questions. I don't care if you want to. Send us your questions. Things for us to talk about and chat about on the show. And you can also answer our question to you. So we do a weekly We do a weekly segment, Community Corner, where we answer your questions. And then we also do Last Week We Asked You, which we ask you a question and respond to your answers. And we don't have one of those either. So let's ask a question. And that question is going to be, what are your top five and top five video games of all time? Give us your top five video games of all time. We'll react to the answers here on the show. Excited to see people's top five lists. And with that, we can move to the final segment of our show, which is the PAL topic. All right, Micah. It's time for a personality quiz. That's right. We are going to be doing some Nintendo-themed personality quizzes. What Nintendo character are you? First one we're going to do is from Play Nintendo. So, let's over here to... Why are there so many options? All right. Which mushroom character might be your best friend?
That's interesting. See if they match up with each other's mushroom characters of who you are.
No, we're not doing the Play Nintendo one. We're going to do this one. From Beano. Are you ready?
I'm always ready.
I'm going to have you go first. You're late for school. What do you do? A, take time to get ready. B, think of a way to try to get there in the quickest time possible. C, run and jump on my way to school. D, grab some breakfast and think of an excuse.
Yeah, D.
All right, that's Micah.
Absolutely.
Next one. Pick a piece of fruit. Peach. Grapes.
The question is, would Mario be picking Peach or would Peach be picking Peach?
Who knows? Peach, grapes. A is peach, B is grapes. C is, can I shock you? A tomato. And D is a banana.
A. Peach. Absolutely.
All right. How do you like to get around? A, I like to be driven around as though I'm royalty. B, I like to walk around and explore new places. C, I can run, go down pipes, or speed around in a miniature car. Or D, jump and run, and even swing. These feel very stereotyped to just like three characters.
I'm going to do each. Eight.
Be driven around.
Two of those were like running around. I'm not going to do that. Whatever.
You cannot fathom what the next question is on this list. Give it a guess. What's the next question?
Your favorite head ornament.
What's your favorite Fortnite dance?
Oh.
What, and you're not going to get to pick yours. I know what your favorite is, and it's Orange Justice. It's fantastic. Is it though? Either that or
the Rickroll. Oh, yeah. It's like infection or something.
Infectious, yeah. Infectious. But here's the options. Best mates. A.
I'm
B,
any of these.
Floss, obviously. C, take the L. Or D, electro shuffle.
Electro shuffle sounds pretty good.
Okay. What vegetable do you avoid at all costs? A, parsnip. B, cabbage. C, spinach. Or D, Brussels sprouts. or I'll let off like a tractor. What?
What?
That's literally the answer. Brussels sprouts are all let off like a tractor.
That sounds like Wario being gassy?
I don't.
If he eats them, what? I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
I like all of those, but cabbage is probably my least favorite.
Yeah. Totally random question. We know it's spring, but we've got a Christmas question for you. Is it spring? What? It is, yeah. In your opinion, what are the best things about Christmas time? Tap on as many answers as you want. Staying up late. Sneakily eating chocolate off the tree. Who's putting chocolates on their tree? It's like a candy cane, I guess. That's not a chocolate. Getting/opening presents, playing board games, chilling out, our family traditions, the yummy food, no homework, not going to school, or none of these.
Skip the first two and all the other ones.
Getting opening presents, playing board games, chilling out, family traditions, yummy food, no homework, no going to school. Yeah, you like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can stay up late whenever I want. I don't need it to be Christmas. Also, don't school currently, but
answering this question won't affect your score. Oh, this was truly a random question that has nothing to do with anything. Let's move on. What's your favorite thing about Christmas? This one isn't a random question. This one's part of the quiz. Getting presents, spending time with family, all the good telly. Are we taking a UK quiz right now? Telly. Come on, man. Or the massive Christmas dinner.
Guy who spend time with family.
Pick a Halloween monster to dress up as. A, a ghost of some description. I'm reading these word for word. I'm not adding in just random.
A ghost of some description.
B, a zombie plumber. I love this quiz. I love these quizzes because they're so bad. But so good. See, a dog/fish thing? Or
wait a second. Wait a second.
That is literally what it says. Or D.
What even is that?
A werewolf, but it's a football kit on. Oh, I'm sorry. A werewolf, but with a football kit on.
You can go with a ghost because it's the easiest.
A ghost of some description. Yeah. Not just a ghost. He's a ghost of some description. What's the greatest crisp flavor? This is so British. I love it. What is the greatest crisp flavor? Ready salted? Roast beef? Every other answer's wrong. Pickled onion or cheese and onion? Your favorite crisp. Cheerio, pop, and all that.
Roast beef? That sounds pretty good.
All right. The next
quiz
question?
Kind of feels like it was written by AI.
Next question. What's the ultimate breakfast? Pancakes prepared by a cat. We're starting off strong. B, two bowls of cereal. Three, C, I'm counting. A fry up with too many hash browns. What's a fry up?
I don't even know.
What's a fry up?
I believe it's the opposite of a fry down.
Why is a full English breakfast also? Oh, it's just, that's a full breakfast. That's everything. You know, you got the eggs, hash browns, toast. Sausage, yeah.
Juice.
And then the weirdest spelling of yogurt I've ever seen. Yogurt and bananas. So your options are pancakes by a cat, two bowls of cereal, a fry up with too many hash browns, and yogurt and bananas.
Let's go with the fry up. I was going to go with the pancakes, but if it's made by a cat, you know there's going to be
oodles of hair.
Fur in there.
All right. What's the best kind of animal sound? A loud meow, but not in the morning. they break me with these like extra pieces of the answer. Just give the answer. B, pigs in perfect harmony. C, a small rabbit's love ballad. Or D, a snake's knock knock joke.
I'm gonna go with the snake's knock knock joke.
Okay, we're getting an ad.
That'd be incredible. How many questions does this have?
Are you ready for the reveal? No, this is it. That was the last one. You are Link.
Oh, perfect. I was so scared it would be Waluigi somehow.
You're a bold adventurer and are always up for a challenge. And that's the end of that quiz. Pull one up for me to do, Micah. Just find one online right now. Pull one up for me to do. And that'll be how we end this. That was wildly insane. All those questions were so weird.
I swear, that was made by an AI, and they didn't even bother to, like, fact-check it.
Pancakes made by a cat. There's a picture associated with each of these as well. That's or awesome. Or a GIF.
A whole lot of quizzes. Let's try a zoo.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Are you a human, monster, or animal? So your options are monster, animal, human, or dot, dot, dot.
Mean? I can't say what I am. Why am I not on the this is prejudiced against trees, people that identify as plants. I'm a human. I'm a human. Pretty
okay.
sure. Pretty sure.
Are you a good guy or a bad guy? So you got good guy, a bad guy, a bit of both. Or I'm a hero. AKA, I'm maybe a little bit of a narcissist.
I really want to answer that. But,
oh, me.
I'd say I'm a good guy. Sure.
Oh, I'm bold.
Yeah, I'm not a Link, hero. What? I'm no hero. Yeah.
That was your chance to be Link. You blew it.
Yeah, now I'm going to be Waluigi.
Gross. Which weapon are you most comfortable with? A spear, a club, a sword, or a gun?
I mean, if I'm being honest, probably a sword out of those I'd be most comfortable with.
Okay, sure.
I've used a gun. I've never used a spear, as far as I know. And I've not used like a real sword, but like replica swords.
Fake swords.
Yeah, fake swords. And those are definitely like the most comfortable of those things for me to hold.
Yeah, but I mean, I'd probably go with spear because you can poke people with it, or it can be like a walking stick.
Yeah, no, I'm going sword. Sword's where I'm.
Okay, what color would your outfit be? Pink, yellow, brown, green, or blue?
Green.
Yep. I shouldn't have even asked that one. That should
easy answer. Yeah.
Which of the characters would you be friends with? Kirby, Bowser, Donkey Kong, or Link?
Link. Out of those?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it would be hard to be friends with literally everybody else in that list.
Yeah, a little bit.
Bowser's kind of a psychopath. Donkey Kong can also be kind of a psychopath. He's a big ape. He's cool. Like, they're cool, but I don't think.
A bit of a psychopath.
Yeah, but I think I could actually be friends with someone like Link.
Okay, well, what special skill would your best friend have? Flight, super strength, time travel, or super speed?
Is this the same best friend that was like in the previous question, or no, that wasn't best friend. So, well, this is a question for you then, because you're my best friend. So, what's
to answer it?
What superpower on here was one that you would pick? What? Give me the options again.
Mostly, flight, super strength, super speed, and or time travel.
I feel like we've had this conversation, and you wouldn't want flight.
I mean, that's supposed probably to teleportation on the table.
Yeah, yeah. You probably jive with the other powers pretty good. I don't know. Well, okay. I'm gonna throw out an answer here. I think you're gonna go with speed. I think that's what. But what would you pick off this list?
Oh, absolutely, time travel.
Time travel.
Oh, easy.
Why?
Because you could consume all media, aka all the Brandon Sanderson books.
Oh, because you travel to the future.
Yeah, you can travel to the future and get all sorts of insane things.
Okay. Well, do you want to put down time travel? I think that's a good answer. No, you're going to put down super speed.
Super speed, this is your quiz.
Okay.
Which villain needs a butt kicking? King DDD, Booster, Kremling, or Darknet?
Who is Booster?
No, wait a second. I do know who Booster is.
Is that from like Mario RPG?
RPG. Yeah.
Does he need a butt kicking?
The wrong Booster. I mean, he's an interesting guy.
I think probably King K. Rool, whichever option that was. The Kremling?
Yeah, it was just Kremling.
Doesn't even know. I think those guys are the worst out of those. King DDD, most of the time, is pretty chill. Seems kind of goofy. And yeah, I can't remember what the last... What was the last option?
Darknut.
That's just the evil knights from Zelda, Twilight Princess.
I've definitely forgotten that's what those guys were called.
Yeah, which I don't think those guys necessarily need a butt kicking. They're, I think Kremlings do, though. Those guys stealing bananas? Come on, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, wow. Terrible.
Yeah, plus. Okay. What's the next question?
Who are you fighting for?
Who am I fighting for?
Myself, the world, myself, and victory. I think you can guess the last one. You really don't know.
No. Am I going to feel dumb?
Fight for?
No one? What's the last answer?
Friends.
Oh my gosh. I do feel dumb. I do feel dumb.
Dare you.
And that is the answer I'm picking. I fight for my friends. I fight for my friends.
I thought for sure you'd get that just instantly.
How did I not? No, I did not. I've only heard that quote a million times.
Okay, we're speeding this up. We're like a third the way through.
All right.
We're like a fourth the way through. Which of these worlds would you rather travel to? Dreamland, Mushroom Kingdom, Donkey Kong Land, or Hyrule?
Shoot. I don't know. All of those have equally good and bad aspects. Not Donkey Kong.
Yeah, that's the one I grew up with.
Let's go Hyrule. Let's go Hyrule. I want to visit Hyrule.
It's nice.
Even though they're always in the middle of Cataclysm.
Yeah, so you just got to choose the right season, the non-Cataclysm season.
Right.
How do you get around? Plane, car, boat, or motorcycle?
Car.
Can you believe this quiz says it would take about 3 minutes to complete? Probably if you were just reading and clicking it yourself, it would.
Yeah.
Which of these consoles have you owned? A Wii, a PlayStation, some other Nintendo device, an Xbox?
Is it a pick as many?
No.
Some other Nintendo device. I mean, I've owned a Wii.
I mean, if you've owned a Wii, I feel like that trumps the some other.
Oh, okay. Okay. So then I'll go with Wii.
At the end of each mission, what do you do? Get something to eat, celebrate, relax, or go for a nap?
Get something to eat.
Nice. Who would you call for backup? My friends, my minions, my family. I don't need backup.
My friends. My minions. I don't have minions.
That's like a Bowser answer for sure. What's your all-time favorite gaming franchise? You're going to really like these options a lot.
Okay.
Grand Theft Auto, Mortal Kombat, Final Fantasy, or here it comes, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Wait, there's not even a Nintendo one in there?
Nope.
Okay, give me the options.
You have to admit, Sonic the Hedgehog is the best out of all of those for you. Grand Theft Auto, Mortal Kombat, Final Fantasy, or Sonic the Hedgehog? Have you played any of those that aren't Sonic the Hedgehog?
No, so I got to go with Sonic the Hedgehog, which is wild. Wild.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, that's funny. It's pretty funny.
Would you say that you are more old school or new school? Old, new, I don't belong in any school, or so very old?
I'd say I am... I'd say I'm new school, but not like newest school. You know what I mean? I'm not a child, but I like new things. I don't like to dwell too much on old.
Well, yeah. What is your main goal? Helping people, taking over the world? Enjoying life, or protecting others?
I feel like I have to say taking over the world.
Yeah, I mean, you got
out of principle. And while we're talking about that, if you out there haven't left us a 5-star review, leave us a 5-star review, because it helps Nintendo Pals to take over the world of Nintendo podcasts.
Okay, we're That's halfway right. through.
Okay, let's go.
How would you describe yourself? Cheerful, competitive, fun, fearless.
Fun.
Right on. So I was thinking, what is your day job? No. A chef, a business executive, a professional athlete, or a police officer?
Gosh, I guess business executive is the closest thing to what I do. Yeah, it's just kind of wild.
In your group of friends, which one are you? The fun one, the mean one, the laid back one, or the quiet one?
I'm the fun one. Out of those options, I'm not laid back. I'm not quiet. I'm not mean. So yeah, the fun one, I guess.
In high school, who were you? A popular kid, a bully, a stoner, or a nerd?
A nerd.
I feel like none of those were that good.
Yeah.
A friend needs help with something. What do you do? Drop what I'm doing to go help them. It can wait. I have more important things to do. Say that I'm busy, or ask them what they need help with.
Ask them what they need help with.
Very reasonable. How would your friends describe you? Caring, mischievous, strong, or adventurous?
How would you describe me, Micah?
I'm not going to tell. This is a quiz about how you think your friends would describe you.
Give me the options again.
Caring, mischievous, strong, or adventurous?
Adventurous.
Interesting.
Out of those options, what would you have picked for me?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah.
The strong one, not so much, per se.
Yeah.
At least not.
And I think caring isn't exactly what people are like, oh man, he's such a caring guy. Like, nobody says that about me.
Kind of, yeah, it's
not that I'm not. It's just that's like not what I'm known for. Yeah.
Especially now that you have a beard.
Yeah, truly. Truly, you can't be caring if you have a beard, right?
Exactly.
What does that mean?
Oh, which of these movies would you watch? The Power Rangers, World of Warcraft, The Chronicles of Narnia, or The Lord of the Rings?
Shoot. given those four options side by side, Lord of the Rings for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I already clicked on that for you.
Yeah.
I like this one. Which TV series / movie should be turned into a video game? Mr. Robot, The Simpsons, Sherlock, or Adventure Time?
Adventure Time already, it has a video game. Like several video games.
Bunch of video games. I mean, The Simpsons also has some video games.
Probably Sherlock out of those options. That would be an interesting game. Like a Sherlock Holmes video game.
Disappointed we're not saying Adventure Time.
Well, but it already has that. It's not
more.
Could. But I also am not an Adventure Time fan. I like you. I know you're a big fan of that show. I've never really been into it. Now, if it was Gravity Falls or Phineas and Ferb, those are my animated go-tos.
Pretty good, but it's no Adventure Time.
Phineas and Ferb is pretty fantastic. Well,
if a bank just blew up and money is flying everywhere, what do you do? Look for survivors? Find something to collect the money with? Find the person who did it? Scare people away, then collect the money?
Get out of here! Blah, 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 blah. I'm crazy. I'll kill you. I'll bring more money for me. I think I'd find something to carry the money with.
Wow, you aren't gonna check for survivors?
I mean,
things just blew up.
Are there people inside?
Probably. It's a bank.
I didn't really think that through. That probably that.
It's too late. It's too late.
Okay. Well, yeah, yeah. I care more about the money than about the people in the bank.
Keep the money. That's still stealing. You should do that, in other words. Absolutely.
Is it?
Absolutely.
Money was flying everywhere.
I like this one. I know you're going to say, not because I know your preference on this matter, but because I'm a genius.
Okay.
What type of tea would you drink?
Okay.
Chamomile, black, oolong, or green?
Chamomile, I guess.
Chamomile? I just assumed you'd go with green because it's your favorite color.
No, green, no. Probably chamomile.
Have you had any of these teas?
I've had chamomile because that's like a sleep. That's like an herbal tea. Yeah. And no, it's I don't like any of those. I think I've had a green tea in the past and was just like, oh, so gross. I don't like it. I don't like tea.
It's probably really healthy, maybe. Which of these things would you wear on a regular basis? A tunic, anything casual, something athletic, or I'd prefer to be naked.
Just letting it out, yeah. Hey, I actually do not enjoy being naked. I don't like it.
It's cool, I guess.
Yeah, so I'll probably go with casual. Anything casual. I'd probably wear a tunic if I had it. Like a link tunic, yeah. Yes, because I don't like to be naked, and that includes my legs. Don't like those things.
What is your favorite element? Water, fire, air, or earth?
Fire.
Interesting. What is your favorite?
Are we quizzing me to see if I'm like
an airbender,
an axe murderer? No, remember that book we had, the survival guide? Ways to identify an axe murderer. Do they like fire?
That was so good. What is your favorite food? I like everything: a burger, fruits, or cake.
I like everything.
Bold.
Yeah.
Last one. Which of these animals would you own? A hamster, turtle, a monkey, maybe, or a dog?
A dog. Just to be honest, that's what I do have, a dog. It would be cool. It would be cool to have a monkey. Who am I?
You are adventurous. We can see if you can guess out based off these descriptions. Adventurous, brave, courageous, and skilled. You take your job very seriously, and it seems like the weight of the world is on your
shoulders. Am I Link? Did I get Link? That sounds like, that's 100% what Link
should be admired. You are Diddy Kong.
Really?
No, you're Link.
Okay, I was like, that would be so funny. They put in like that description. Man, okay. So are these quizzes just all rigged to make everybody Link?
If you had
we'll have to fruit, find out.
Would still be Link. Fruit would still be Link. Air would still be Link. Naked still shows Link.
I don't think it changes your answers. T-Bone says that tracks in the chat. Well, that was fun. I liked that. That was an enjoyable time. And I think that's where we're going to call it an episode. Remember, if you haven't already, join up our Discord. Ask us questions either there on our Discord, or you can hit us up on social media. We're on Twitter. We are on TikTok, YouTube. And if you listen on Spotify, you can answer in the weekly question spot there as well. And we asked you a question to answer, and we will go over those answers next week. And that is, what are your top five video games of all time? Give us your top five lists. We are going to be compiling our own top five lists for next week. So stay tuned for that. And Micah, in the meantime, where can people find you on the interwebs?
You can find me on Twitch at Micah Prime.
And you can find me gallivanting about over on Andross One on Twitch, YouTube, TikTok. All those places let you consume the Zelda challenge content that I produce. That's right. I am a Zelda speedrunner, challenge runner, and I also do a variety of Nintendo things. So check those out. Those are very high quality. Not that this podcast is not. This is way more laid back and chill. That's for sure. That is much more produced, I would say. So if you haven't already, check out Andross One on all those socials. And with that, Micah, I think we can close out here with a shout out to our Patreon supporters. Can you do the shout out this week? Do you have that list up? Because I do not.
I also do not currently have it up. Guess whoever gets there first.
Well, you're not even trying, I'm assuming.
I'm trying it so hard.
I don't think I'm signed into Patreon.
How does this even work?
I can't get to it.
That doesn't sound right.
Wait. Scratch that. Scratch that. I'm there. All right. Let's come here to our...
Man, it really looks like you're beating me there.
I did. I beat you there. Huge shout out and thank you to our Patreon supporters. That's right. We can't find the buttons for starting the intro music or the bumpers or our Patreon list, but we greatly appreciate all you. In fact, because of our Patreon supporters, we have plans to do a very, very exciting and cool Nintendo Pals anniversary episode. So stay tuned for that. That'll be coming up at the end of the month here. But that is only made possible through our fantastic Patreon supporters like T-Bone, Nick Lanoy, Fedorable Will, Monkey Thunder, Madison, Purple Riolu, Lava Plays, John Cummins, Lil Miss 7, Tim A, a.k.a. Neo Prime 33, a.k.a. Nintendo Dad number 4, Seth Sturgill, LPD, Spider Shan, Solo, and of course, Mute Dog the Gamer. Thank you all so much for the support that you give to our show. We really do appreciate it. You guys make this so fun to do. And so if you're out there listening and you appreciate what we do here, what we make here, and enjoy hanging out with us, consider leaving us a 5-star review on your podcast listening app of choice. And it helps us out, helps us see that people are seeing our show and listening, and also helps more people find the show. So... and in our never-ending quest to become the number one Nintendo podcast in the world, We need your help. 5-star reviews. With that, Micah, close us out here with some wise words of wisdom.
No, from my wise words of wisdom page.
You forgot your 5. We are really flying by the seat of our pants today. What does that saying even mean? Flying by the seat of our pants.
Sounds like something grabbed your pants and threw you.
I picture that. You remember that scene in SpongeBob where Patrick beats himself up?
Oh yeah. So that,
and then he's like, no. Frozen, he gets like wedgied by nothing and then just launched.
It's
a good episode. That's a good show. That's the Weenie Hut Jr. one, right? Hut Jr.
Wait. Potentially?
Yeah.
I think he goes there because
because the guy's like, you destroyed that guy without even touching him. And we learned that Patrick is magic. He can just freaking fight invisible creatures. It's insane. All right, give us those wise words of wisdom. Mm-hmm.
To lack feeling is to be dead, but to act on every feeling is to be a child.
Moderation in all things, I think. Good advice. All right, everybody. Peace out.